This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We actually have Umuntu who owns Money Unscripted, who is Utepiso Sishuba, who is a personal finance enthusiast and founder of Money Unscripted, a platform dedicated to sharing financial literacy and personal finance knowledge. Born and raised in South Africa, Utepiso discovered his passion for personal finance early in life, realizing the importance of financial education in achieving financial freedom. Gandige, he has a platform called Money Unscripted, which offers free personal finance courses, tips and tricks, and articles on various financial topics. Through his platform, Utepiso hopes to educate people about personal finance and empower them to take control of their financial lives. Gandige, also, it's very important, I think, to make this disclaimer. This information and insights provided in the discussion are for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as a financial advice. Any investment decisions you make should be based on your own research and assessment and should consult with a licensed financial advisor before making any decisions. Okay. We do have Utepiso Tuba on the line. Utepiso.
Hey, how's it, my brother?
I'm good. How's it, man?
I'm good.
Nah, Zoga, we really had an amazing chat last time we did this. So I'm hoping even this time we're going to definitely have a better one. And I think last time we spoke on budgeting and saving, and then we touched just a bit, like it was in passing, in Dabaye Emergency Fund. Can we just expand on the Emergency Fund, what it is, how can you set it up, you know, if there are any platforms that would be convenient, especially for students, to just set up an Emergency Fund, and what could that look like for a student?
Okay. Emergency Fund is exactly what the name says. It's a fund that you set up to cater to cover your emergencies. So these are unexpected costs such as medical bills, home and car repairs, or a sudden unemployment. So it is best to have a fund for these circumstances so that you can avoid using your savings or using credit to pay them, which could lead to debt. So if you are a student, it's very important because it helps you prepare for the unexpected. So it's a good idea to start building one as soon as possible so that you can avoid having financial stress during difficult times.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. How does a student then, like, start an emergency fund? Like, how much per month or per week can a student put into this emergency fund approximately?
So an emergency fund, it depends on your personal circumstances and your financial situation. So generally it is recommended to have at least 3 to 6 months of worth of your living expenses in your emergency fund. So it should be able to cover, as a student, you should be able to cover your tuition fees, your textbooks and other educational expenses.
Tuition fees.
Yes. Yeah, not all of them, but just to be on the safe side.
Yeah.
So how you can start one, an emergency fund, you can really start it small. You don't have to save a large amount of money all at once. Start with a small amount that you can afford. Start with a small amount that you can set aside each month and increase it gradually over time. Then to create a budget, take a look at your monthly income and expenses and figure out how much you can save each month. And make sure to include your emergency fund savings as a regular expense in your budget.
Three
is set up your automatic transfers. So once you determine how much you can save each month, set up an automatic transfer to your emergency fund. So this way you won't have to worry about remembering to transfer the money each month. It does it automatically.
So are they like kind of like platforms where you can just set up an emergency fund and then you can link with that automatic transfer?
Yeah, it's best to save the emergency fund in a separate savings account that is easily accessible but separate from your regular checking or savings account. So I do know like a lot of banks do offer those with your bank account, you can open a savings account. You can also link them.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, no, number one, definitely. Thambeke, as someone who is familiar, what would you say like is the most important tip when it comes to setting up an emergency fund and actually starting an emergency fund? What does a student need to remember always?
Okay, you need to look at your interest rate. When you start saving to an emergency fund and selecting an account, you need to look at your interest rate. Look for savings accounts that offer a high interest rate so that your money can grow over time, so that you can interest and some interest. Two, accessibility. Choose a savings account that allows you to easily access your money when you need it for those emergencies. So you don't want to choose an account longer. It offers penalties or fees for withdrawing money early.
Yeah.
And the third one is for safety. Make sure that the bank that you choose is reputable and regulated. So don't just trust any bank or any financial institution. Oh. And also look out for fees. So look for a savings account that doesn't have high fees or minimum balance requirements that can eat into your savings account over time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you so much, man.
Sure.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.